Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Come. Been too long since I handed out beatings in this organization. They get all the names wrong. I got to. I'll tell you what. I just spoil them rotten, apparently. I got a question. What's the problem with staying in your own lane? Right? Stay in your lane. I'm driving in this lane. You drive in that lane. I'm dealing with my crises and problems and issues and circumstances and problems and what you dealing with yours. Let's keep it like that. And I agree with what these pastors have been saying to you. In fact, we're going to show you how all these things fit together. Here's Galatians 6:1. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, just like Pastor Martin was talking about, if someone's caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish some people I know had read that sooner. And said, but watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. See? Got to have a little humility. This is James 3:17. It says, wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, would you believe, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. That sounds fantastic. I wish someone would give me some of that. I get a lot of what this brother called word of truth. I've had a lot of those. They weren't very gentle, peaceable, open, and full of mercy, and all that. See, sometimes people, I don't know if y'all know this. We have enough preachers. We don't need more preachers. We're full up. For some reason, a lot of people love the sound of themselves preaching. I don't know why that is. I don't understand. I actually want to do less of that. I hope you don't hear what I'm saying to you as me preaching anything to you. I hope you hear it as just one brother talking to another brother. I'm trying to figure it out too. I don't have all the answers. Believe me, I'm not perfect. That's not why I'm up here. I'm trying to tell you about my mistakes so that you might learn something from that. I've done all these things wrong. We have enough preachers in the world. I go to a lot of places, I'll go to a church or something and speak to, the church and whatever it is, and I'll meet somebody off to the side, deacon or elder or somebody, and we're shaking hands, just talking, and suddenly I'm listening to a sermon Well, you know, people today, and they got to really got to do, they need Jesus, and they need to do what the Bible says. And I don't, you know, and they ought to, if they listened to me, we wouldn't have any problems, this and that, besides this. And I don't know, am I supposed to come forward for prayer? Am I, are we going to pass the plate when this is over? The sound of I've got the answers, and I'm the same way. If you go out to lunch with me and Jed, you hear the two most brilliant experts ever. Well, you know, I don't know if they just did this, like I'm telling them to do, that would be, you know, whatever. But if they did to that, you know, meeting, I often will sarcastically say to Jed, you know, now we just have to pray for these people. None of them is as smart as the two of us. You know, we have to remind ourselves we don't have all the answers. It just looks like it because we're only seeing part of the problem. Life is a lot more complicated than what it looks like from the outside. People go through a lot of suffering that you don't know about, that I don't know about. And that has a lot to do with why they make the choices they make and struggle with the things they struggle with. We need a little more understanding, right? A little compassion, a little bit of patience. I'm not great about that, but I want to be more like Jesus in that regard, because Jesus has always been patient with me, real patient. A lot of people talk about Jesus like he can't wait to condemn people and judge them and put them down. All I know is I've screwed up a lot. And every time I go back to Jesus, he'll take me. So from where I'm standing, Jesus is pretty patient. I'm trying to be more like him. The other problem I have with this, people fighting back and forth and judging one another, is as these other pastors were talking about, when you put yourself up and criticize someone else, you're raising the expectation on yourself. I don't know about you. I need less expectations on me. Can anybody dig that? I have a lot of expectations. None of them are making my life happier or better or anything. You know, my wife, for example, never expects me to help out around the house. She has no expectation that I would do that. Every now and then, I say, well, let me pick it up. And she said, whoa. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen something now. I've lived long enough to see a miracle worked out before my very eyes. Because I got them expectations down low, y'all. You see what I'm saying? I keep them down. I don't want to raise up the expectation. Why keep building yourself up as an expert? Everybody's going to expect you to have the answers and then do all the doing. Don't put yourself in that spot. That's never helped anybody. You know, they have, I don't know if y'all had this in school, where they have show and tell. Y'all remember show and tell? This is my perspective towards a lot of the world. Don't tell me, show me. If you know how to do all these things, show me. Don't tell me. Just show me how. I'll do it like you do it. You just, you know, because there's a lot of people in the world, you know, trying to talk about it, but they're struggling to live it out the same way, you see. If you want my advice on something, you'll have to ask for it, because I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to get in people's business. I've been doing this a long time. What you see me doing now, this is my full-time job. I've been working at the jailhouse, working in the neighborhood for the past 20 years, because that's how old I am. Okay? Nobody's ever shanked me. I've never had to run for my life or get hit with a brick or anything else, because I know how to wait until somebody asks me for advice. I don't roll up to people on the street and just say, now let me tell you about you. I'm going to tell you that I've lived a long time that way. I recommend it. It's good for your physical health. You know? If you ask me, I'll tell you. But I'm waiting to be asked, you fella. I'm waiting to be asked. Here's another thing. I think if I could sum up everything you've heard tonight, is really about humility, humbling yourself. You know, if you don't build yourself up, see, everything gets easier. Now, I have a struggle, and maybe y'all can identify with this, but I have a sister, you know, and I love my sister a lot. But now, to you all, you think I'm an amazing man of God. Wow. That, you know, that's how... You could have just said yes or something. I mean, where's the love? To you, I'm a somewhat decent man of God, apparently, not that great. Whatever. Too late. Too late. You forget it. Too late now. But to my family, I don't know if y'all can relate to this, they think of me the way I was when I was growing up, which was, you know, a lot of chaos and mayhem and getting, you know, phone calls from the police and all that kind of thing. So they think that if to them, I'm not a real man of God, you follow me? And that bothers me, not because I'm upset about the way they look at me, but it bothers me because I want to help them and I want to encourage them. But my sister in particular needs a lot of encouragement right now. She's going through some challenges, and I can't figure out how. I try and tell her something. She doesn't want to hear it, and I'd say, well, okay, you don't want to hear it. That's cool. That's fine. You know, I'm just saying if you need, you know, I'm here. And then I got an idea. The one thing I haven't tried is to humble myself. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the smart one here. I haven't tried humbling myself. Now, recently I had surgery on the hernia. My sister is a nurse. So I told myself, what if I take advice from her? How would she feel about taking advice from me? You see what I'm saying? So I got a little plan in mind. Now I told her and I said, well, you know, what should I do? And she said, well, you know, you got to take the pills and she gave me all the instructions. And then she said, now the thing you need to focus on is all this medication you're taking will make you a little constipated. And I said, well, okay, all right. And I did everything she told me except for focus on the constipation part now. Because I, you know, I don't know if y'all know this, but I got that. I got it. I just, in my mind, I'll control it with my mind. I don't know if any of y'all are like that. I don't know if y'all are like that. I just control things with my mind. It's not going to be a problem. Why? Because I just said so. Okay. Well, then, 3 days later, I felt bloated up like a toad, y'all. It was getting dramatic. So I go to the store, you follow me, and I buy some pills for this. Okay, they got pills for that. And I look at the box, and I read the box. And it said, so we'll take one pill for an adult. I said, well, you know what? I don't like doing things halfway. It's a serious situation. And in my mind, if one pill is good, two pills is great. So I take two pills and congratulate myself for getting serious. Okay? Then I'm on the freeway in traffic. Praying. Y'all follow me? Holding on to the dashboard, sweating, and just talking. Just talking. Oh, Lord. Let me get home, Lord. Please, Lord, let me get home. Let me get home. I mean, just talking to Jesus. Y'all know what I'm talking about. By some miracle, I managed to make it, and I'm sitting there in that particular situation with my phone texting my sister, and I said, now, sis, when you give me good advice from now on, I'm going to listen to you and do what you say. Now, here's the point of my whole story, is once I finally humbled myself and admitted I needed to listen and admitted I wasn't doing a good job of listening and admitting that that messed me up, in the same exact conversation, my sister said, well, you know what, I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about, and I know you got some expertise and you deal with some things, so I want to hear from you on it. See? But I had to humble myself first before that was going to work, and I think that's what I would leave with you. Let's close with this verse, and we'll... have our closing song. 2 Timothy 2:23 through 26. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil. Man, I know exactly what that's like, who has taken them captive. This Bible is talking to us today and really helping us, isn't it? For us, when we hear this verse, it's about recognizing the gentleness. The gentleness is what gets these things done. Amen? We love you. God bless you.